Again, so there are 39 melachas on Shabbos, and all the melachas are learned out from the Mishkan. The Gemara says on the first half in Bava Kama, Hachta Havi Mishkan Chashivi Kore Le'Yav, Hachta Havi Mishkan Chashivi Kore Le'Toldeh. Where was Haitzah in Asiyas HaMishkan? All the melachas were in Asiyas HaMishkan. So the Mishnah is saying, Masech HaShabbos Haitzah was in the Masos when they were traveling. What does the traveling have to do with Asiyas HaMishkan? So you see from the Mishnah is, that the assumption is, there was a special way how they had to travel, and for with the Golem and Machnas, four different Machnas, it was a Hirasha. We don't have such a din today. It was a Hirasha of what? A Hirasha had to travel. So the Tanoim understood, no, it's a Hirasha had to build the Mishkan in the new location. All of the Masos were to get there, it's Israel, okay, but the Masos were also, each Masa was to lead up to Hakamas HaMishkan in the new location. So that's why Hoytzah is also derived from the Masos and the Midbar, because that was also a chelik of Asiyas HaMishkan. The Gemara says in Masech Shabbos, the Gemara has a brice in the first perik, Dalet Rishuyas L'Shabbos, there's Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Karmelis and Mokam Ptur. Basically, there are three Rishuyas Men HaTorah, there's Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim. Whatever is neither Rishus HaYachid nor Rishus HaRabim is Men HaTorah, Mokam Ptur. And then the Gemara says that some of them, so Mokam Ptur, you can do whatever you want. You can carry from Rishus HaRabim into it, you can carry from it into Rishus HaYachid. Mokam Ptur is everything Mutter. And with the Rabbanon, they declared some of the Mekamas Ptur as a Karmelis and introduced the Chumris. But Menatar, it's really anything that's neither Rishus HaYachid nor Rishus HaRabim, Menatar is a Mokam Ptur. It's important to know what's a violation of Hoytzor deraisa and what's a violation of Hoytzor derabbanon. Why is it so important? So let's say if a person is in the army, when Rav Elbel Soloveitchik thought he was going to be drafted as a young man, so his father was learning with them the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos. So one of the rabbanim said, "Why don't you learn the Shulchan Aruch?" If they asked to know halacha lemaisa, so he says, "No, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say what's deraisa, what's derabbanon." The Rambam tells you, sometimes when you're in the army, he wasn't drafted. The end of the story was he wasn't drafted. But if he would have been drafted, we have to know what's the Reis or what's the Rabbanon. You have to be Mechal Shabbos for Chayla, Sakona. You have to know Hakal Akal Tchila, the Gemara says. You have to know, rather than violate the Reis, violate the Rabbanon. So that's important to know what's Haitzah the Reis or what's Haitzah the Rabbanon. But also important is to know. Usually with Machmer and Dinim Derabbanan, Orthodox people observe Dinim Derabbanan the same way they observe Dinim Deraisa. Some of the conservatives have an attitude, oh, it's only Derabbanan, so Hey Momer, Hey Momru, so we have the right to undo a Din Derabbanan. But Orthodox Jews usually observe Dinim Derabbanan with the same stringency that we observe Dinim Deraisa, but there is a little bit of a leniency here. Why? Because the Gemara in Erevin, and Davcha Beis Amid Aleph, raises an issue. There's a machlekes Rabbi Yudan HaChachamim in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, but there's a brisa that quotes also machlekes, it's the same two Tanaim, Rabbi Yudan HaChachamim, and the Shitas are the reverse. The issue involved is whether you say, Osu Rabbim, Umevatli Mechitzta. The whole idea of a Mechitzta, you have walls around an area that make it into Rishus HaYochid. The idea is that the walls separate it, and you can't go through the walls. What if you have such flimsy walls that it doesn't prevent the flow of traffic? Like when you make an Erev in a city. So the government won't, or the neighbors, the non-Jewish neighbors, or even the non-observant Jewish neighbors, won't allow you to put up mechitzas that are going to block the traffic. So you have to make an Erev that doesn't prevent the flow of traffic. So according to the Mishnah, isn't that a problem? Osu Rabbim Mevat HaMechitza. It's not called a mechitza al pidin if it doesn't stop, if it doesn't block off the flow of traffic. So the Mishnah has a machlekes Tanaim, Rabbi Yudan Rabbanan, whether this is a problem or not. And the Braisa quotes the same machlekes Rabbi Yudan Rabbanan in a different case where the Shitas are reversed. So the Gemara says, Kasha de Rabbi Yudan, Kasha de Rabbanan, not de Rabbanan. The Gemara says, the answer is they all subscribe to the principle, to Osu Rabbim Mevat HaMechitza. The idea behind the Mechitza is that it blocks off the flow of traffic and you can't go through. A mechitza that you can walk through, that's invisible, that you can walk through, is not called a mechitza. But it depends, also rabbim about the mechitza depends, is it a mechitza bria or mechitza grua? If it's a shvacha mechitza, then I say the heavy traffic goes through, and it cancels the din mechitza. Whenever you have a mechitza bria, a gesunte mechitza, a healthy, strong, sturdy mechitza, then you don't have to worry about osir rabim and mevatel mechitza. And the machlokes of Rabbeinu Rabbanan is only in details. Which mechitza do we label as mechitza bria? Which one do we label as mechitza gerua? But in principle, they both say the same thing. So on that daf, Tosis writes an original chiddush. They have no raya from the Gemara at all. They write an original chiddush that they think that the whole topic of osir rabim and mevatel mechitza, that you distinguish whether it's mechitza bria, mechitza gerua, that's only if you're dealing with a situation where you need a mechitza min haTorah. Let's say you have three walls, so min haTorah you're allowed to carry. That's the opening Mishnah in Erevin. You have three walls shaped like a U, and you don't have anything on the Ruach Revias, the min haTorah you're allowed to carry already. And the need for the tikkun on the Ruach Revias to put a lechi or a korah, if it's a mavui, we don't have any mavui, so we can't do a lechi or korah, so we do Tzuras HaPesach. So the need for the tikkun on the Ruach Revias is only midirabbanim, al pi pashtos. There's an idea that's floating around in the Rishonim on the first daf, and Erevin, Taisis has such a loshon, and Miri has such a loshon, maybe it's halacha Moshe Messina. How can it be halacha Moshe Messina? What are they talking about? It's Beferi said it's only the Rabbanim. So they explain what it means, the Marshal, on the bottom of the Marshal explains what it means. There was halacha Moshe Messina, that in case the Chachamim at some later date will want to introduce a takana de Rabbanon, so they should introduce it along these lines. That's very difficult. So we assume the tikkun on the Ruach Revias, the need for the tikkun on the Ruach Revias is only with the Rabbanon. And I tell you, allowed to carry if you have U-shaped mechitzas. That's a question, why is that so? Is that because if you have gimel mechitzas, it's a Rishus HaYochid Men HaTorah? But he's saying, no, gimel mechitzas is not yet a Rishus HaYochid Men HaTorah, but it's not a Rishus HaRab Midah. Men HaTorah, it's a Mokam Ptur. Mid the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to carry. Okay, it's a Karmelis. Min haTorah, every Karmelis is a Mokum Tur. But I'll call upon him, if you have three mechitzas, min haTorah, you're allowed to carry. That's Muskam al-Chol HaDeis. A need for the tikkun on the Ruach Revias by the Chatzam, by the Mavui, is only mid the Rabbanon. Maybe Allah Moshe Messina, how the Rabbanon should make a takona, but bottom line, it's only a takona the Rabbanon. So that's what Tosis says, if you have gimel mechitzas, and you need something on the Ruach Revias, the Tosis says, yeah, there you don't have to worry about also Rabbi Matan Mechitzda. The whole need for the Min haTorah, you don't need that tikkun on the Ruach Revias. The whole need for the tikkun is only with the Rabbanon, so you don't have to be concerned about also Rabbim or Mevatan Mechitzda. Ad Kan, that's a little Tosis, a three-line Tosis on Dat Chav Beis Amanal. So the Maharam Rutenberg was at the end of the Tkufas Bali HaTosis, went on for a few generations. Maharam Rutenberg was a Talmud of the Orzaru and the Rebbe of the Rosh and the Hagos Maimini and the Mordechai and so on. He was the end of the Tkufas Bali HaTosis. So the Mordechai, this is the Marmikaimus on the first section, the Mordechai number 15, Mordechai Perek Hador, quotes the Maharam Rutenberg, who says the basis for all of our Eruvin. He says, not only if you have gimel mechitzas and the need for the tikkun on the Ruach Revias is midirabbanon, with Tosfos say you don't have to worry about osir rabim vatan mechitzda, what if you don't have any mechitzas at all? But the whole area is just the karmelis to begin with. So the whole prohibition to carry is only midirabbanon. So if the whole Isur Haitzah is only midirabbanon, then you don't have to be concerned about osir rabim umavatan mechitzda. That's basically a giant step way past what Tosfos said. Tosfos really didn't say that. Tosfos only said if you have gimel mechitzas, the whole need for the Ruach Revias is only midirabbanon. According to many Rishonim, it already is a Rishus HaYochid. So the putting mechitzas Revias is lo malo v'lo marid. It didn't affect any change whatsoever. So there Tosfos says, if the mechitzas on the Ruach Revias is lo malo v'lo marid min haTorah, so then you don't have to worry about osirab. But if you have an area, if you have a little village, which we're going to decide for some reason or another is merely a karmelis, it's not a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa, then you want to put mechitzas, you want to put an Erev up, the Erev is going to affect the change on the level of the D'Oraisa. It's not going to be a Mokum Ptur anymore. It's going to become a Rishus HaYochid. So maybe there you should be concerned about Osir Rabim and Batal Mechitzah. But that's the minig of the Bali HaTosfos as recorded by the Mordechai quoting the Maharam Rutenberg. That was always the minig. So whenever you have an area and people want to make an Erev, so the first step is someone has to look at the situation and decide you're not dealing with the Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa, you're only dealing with the Karmelis, so since it's only a Karmelis, so you can put up an Erev, even though the Erev is going to be invisible. It's not going to prevent the flow of traffic, Because since the whole Yisur Haitzor that you're coming to take care of is only an Yisur Haitzor Midrabbanan, you don't have to worry about Osir Rabbim and Vata Mechitz. This is usually assumed to be the reason why. That's the first step. When you make an Erev, you have to determine the area you're working, you're worried about, is only a Karmelis, so therefore you don't have to worry about Osir Rabbim or Mevatli Mechitz. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a suffix of the Prima Gadim, that when we make an Erev, usually we use Turis HaPesach. You have Kanim Mikam, Kanim Mikam, Kan Agabeyim. You have the frame of a door. So Turis HaPesach is Dino Kemechitz. So the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha quotes that the Prima Gadim raised the possibility that maybe the whole institution of Turis HaPesach is only an invention midirabban. Maybe on the level of their Isa, it doesn't help in Hilcha Shabbos. There is a din of Tzuras HaPesach for mezuzah. You only chayv in mezuzah if you have a Tzuras HaPesach. Many of the dinim in Hilchos Shabbos are derived from the brises regarding mezuzah. When you chayv in mezuzah, when not, you have to have Tzuras HaPesach. There is a din of Tzuras HaPesach that is din of kemechitza legabi kilayim. I want a plant that I have two fields, North Dakota next to South Dakota. I own both. I want to plant grapes in North Dakota and wheat in South Dakota. So you have to have a harchoka between the two that I shouldn't violate Yisur of Kalayim. Kalayim, Chutz Lartz, only with the Rabbanim. So let's make it a more serious kid. I want to plant, I own Eretz Yisrael. I want to plant grapes on one farm and wheat on the other farm, right next to each other. So that's an Yisur deraisa of Kloy HaKerem and Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah is saying, Kalayim, if you put a Tzuras HaPesach in between, that's sufficient, and you're allowed to plant. If you would have a fence in between, you can plant up until the fence, even if you don't have a fence. Just have what we call in Yiddish an Erev, a Tzuras HaPesach, you can plant up until the Tzuras HaPesach, which is Dina Kemechitz. Even though the Kalayim are growing on top of each other, the grapes are leaning over there, and the grain is growing over there, everything is leaning over on each other, that's okay. Al Pidin is considered a Mechitz. So you see that Tzuras HaPesach is a Mechitz on the level of the Raisa, to be Mata Yisa Kelayim. So what does the Prima Gadim have a suffix? Maybe the whole institution of Tzuras HaPesach is only the Rabbanon. So the Chazon Ish writes in his Sefer, Prima Gadim made a mistake. He's wrong. That the Tzuras HaPesach certainly does work on the level of their eyes. The Prima Gadim was a Galutiana. The Chazon Ish was a Litvak. So he can say on the Galutiana he made a mistake. The Galutiana would never say like that. What do you mean Prima Gadim made a mistake? He was one of the major poskim. So they defend the Prima Gadim. They say that two different dinim of Mechitza. Mechitza for Shabbos has to be makif the area. If you have a whole area around the whole area and then you're missing one little bit and one part, the whole place is not mukav, so you can't carry anyway. You don't say, well, I can carry over here because on my part there is an area. If you're missing part of the area on the other side, so you can't carry in the whole city. The purpose of an area for Shabbos is to be makif the mukav. The purpose of an area for Kiloi HaKerem is not to be makif anything. Just a Mechitza HaMavsekas, Mechitza HaMavdelas. So that's how the Galatiana Achronim come to defend the Prima Gadim. So they say, Prima Gadim only raised the suffix, maybe Tzuras HaPesach is the Rabbanon, and Hilcha Shabbos, that maybe it's not called the Mechitza HaMakefes, but a Mechitza HaMavdelas, Mechitza HaMavsekas, that the Prima Gadim agrees, that's Mishnayis, that if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, you can plant grapes on one side up until the Tzuras HaPesach, you can plant Tvu on the other side up until the Mechitza. Up until the Mechitza, Tzuras HaPesach has a din Mechitza on the level of the rice. So I'll call upon him, that's the question. So according to the Prima Gadim, there's a possibility that the whole institution of a Tzuras HaPesach is only an invention of the Rabbanah. So if you say it like that, you can't make an Erev around Times Square and allow everybody to carry. The Erev is only an invention of the Rabbanah. The Erev is going to be a Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach is only an invention of the Rabbanah for Hilcha Shabbos, according to the Svara that the Prima Gadim raised. So that's the reason why. First, you have to declare that the whole prohibition of Hoitzor is only with the Rabbanon. So it's only the Rabbanon. So hey, Momer, behey, Momer. So Tzuras HaPesach can be considered, it can be mark of the area, it'll be considered Rishus HaYachid on the level of the Rabbanon to solve a problem of the Rabbanon. So that's what we always assume. In order to make an error, first you have to be able to declare that the problem of Hoitzor is only the Rabbanon. So either because you don't have to worry about Osir Rabbim about the Mechitzta, that's based on the Maharam Rutenberg, who took the Tesis and Chabbeis one step further, or once you declare it's only a Karmelis, so then the Tzuras HaPesach will help. If it would have been a real Isser HaTzor Deraisa, then according to the Prima Godim, it could be that Tzuras HaPesach is only Derabbanan, can't solve a problem Derais. So how do you determine whether any given area is a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa or only a Karmelis Midirabbanan? So again, so the Gemara said, the Mishnayos say, all the Melochas are learned out from the Mishkan, and Hoitzos learned out from the Masos. So all the Dinim of Rishus HaRabim are based on the Masos. So the Masos, it says in Tanakh, it says in the Chumash that there were Shishim Ribo with change, people traveling over there. And to have so many people, you had to have Tezayin Amma Y. The Gemara makes a whole calculation. How do you know that the highway was Tezayin Amma Y in the Midbar? So that's a Gemara. It has to be Tezayin Amma Y. Less than Tezayin Amma is not Royal Shishim Ribo people. So then it's not a Rishus HaRabim Derais. Then there's a Mishnah in Erevin on Daf. Where's this Mishnah in Erevin? Nun Tes Amid Aleph. It's in the Mar Mekemis, number 4 and 5. The Mishnah in Erevin uses an expression, Ir Shal Yochid versus Ir Shal Rabin. What does it mean, Ir Shal Rabin? So Rashi and Tosis learn over there that in order to be Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, since it's learned out from the Masos and the Midbar, there's not just enough Tezayin Amma Roy L'Shishim Ribo. You have to actually have the Shishim Ribo in the location. So if you have a little village where you have less than Shishim Ribo, people in the whole city, so the whole thing is not going to be a Rishus HaRabim to begin with. That's a question. The Ramban denies this. The Ramban says that the Loshen and the Mishnah Daf Nun Tes Ramban and many Rishonim. The Mishkan is Yankev was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Valojanov, and he has a long tshuva. He corresponded with the Beis Ephraim. Beis Ephraim was a businessman, but he's more famous than he was a businessman in the city Brod. He was more famous than the Rabbi in Brod. The Rabbi in Brod at his time, Brod is in Galicia. Rabbi in Brod wrote the Lei Varia and Chulin, which is a classic that hardly anybody looks at anymore, but it's a nice sefer, very nice sefer. So the Beis Ephraim was a balabas, a wealthy balabas by him, and he wrote shuvas that everybody quotes. The Belei Varia lost out. So the Beis Ephraim had a correspondence with the Mishkan Asiyah. Beis Ephraim came to defend the practice that they had all over in Galicia to make a Reuven in every little city, every village, and the Mishkan Asiyah was gunning out to Asir all of the Reuven. So the Mishkan Es Yankov is the one who pointed out that there are so many Rishonim who deny the need for the Shishim Ribo. On the Shulchan Aruch, they quoted some Machlokes, but they don't quote how serious a Machlokes it is. So that's what both the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan, Hilchos Shabbos, write, that one of the Gedolim in the past generation, the Mishkan Es Yankov lived a little before them, he was a Talmud of Chaim Volozhiner, he was Ma'arer on this, that why is it so muskam? The Taz has a famous line in Hilchos Shabbos, that everybody makes an Erev, assuming that the little cities are only a Karmelis, on the assumption that you need Shishim Ribo, and it's so mukubal, it's so ungenumen, as if a baskol had come down from heaven and said that that's the halacha, that if you don't have Shishim Ribo, it's not a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. What are they so convinced? So that's what later Achrayim write on the Taz, and if a baskol would come down, even if a baskol would have come down, but that's the Loshen of the Taz. If a baskol came down from heaven and said that, that's the law. So the Mishkan is Yankif, and the Mishnah Brura and the Aruch HaShulchan both are Me'orer. Why is everybody so lenient that they're all making a Reuven on the assumption that all the cities are just Karmelis because they lack Shishim Ribo? So many Rishonim don't hold from that story with the Shishim Ribo. So that's the question. Maybe there are additional requirements that you have to have in order to be considered a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. So some of the additional, one requirement is Beferish Gemara, and you need Tezayin Amma. The streets have to be 16 Amas wide. Tosus has a couple of diagrams in Erevin. So there's a Tosus in the first Perek in Erevin, around Vav Amud Beis or so, where Tosus has a diagram. What if this street that goes through the city, 51% of the length of the street is Tezayin Amma wide, but a little section here and there, less than 50%, is less than Tezayin Amma wide. Would you say where it is Tezayin Amma wide, it's a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, when it's narrower, it's only a Karmelis? Or would you say Ruba Kukula, since the Rav of the street is Tezayin Amma wide, so even the Miut that has less than Tezayin Amma, maybe the whole street is considered Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. So this is Tosfos Sofik. They have a diagram printed in the Tosfos. In the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber quotes the Sofik with the diagram. Moshe Feinstein was an original thinker, and Hilchos Erev and Moshe Tshuvos are very different from everybody else. And the rest of Shulchan Aruch, Moshe is basically thinks the same as everybody else, but he was a bigger genius, so he was able to put together more things. And Erevin is totally different from everybody else. So one of the conditions that's necessary for a location to be considered a Rosh Hashanah Rabban Daraisa is that the street should be mefulosh. What does it mean, mefulosh? So the Poshet Pshat is, if you have a dead end in the middle of the city, let's say near Brooklyn College, all the streets come to a dead end. Brooklyn College in the middle. So if it's a dead end, it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabban Daraisa. The worst it can be is a Carmelis. Or many Poskim hold soon. Let's say you have a street that cuts through the whole city, no dead end, but it cuts through at a right angle. It doesn't go straight. So there is such an expression, some Rishonim have them, foolish, mishar, lishar, beli, shum, ikum, klal. That it goes through, has to be mamish, beli, shum, ikum, 180 degrees, mamish, a straight line, approximately a straight line. Okay, approximately a straight line. So if it's a twist and a turns, if it's a right angle, so there's room to argue that that's not a Rishus Aram Deraisis. And they were talking in the 1940s when they were talking about possibly making an Erev in Manhattan. So Ramosha wrote a whole tshuva, that's Dodim Lakan or Lakan, and he doesn't mention a word about Mefulosh, that some of the streets are not Mefulosh. So some of the Rabbanim asked him, why didn't you write about Mefulosh? So he has the second tshuva after the long tshuva, Chelak Aleph Arachayim, and the Igros Moshe, long tshuva about the Erev Manhattan. He has a shorter tshuva right after it. Why he didn't write about Mefulosh? He says, I don't accept the pshat of the Shulchan Aruch HaMefulosh. I have my own pshat. His pshat is really very unusual, very original thinker. He thinks that a dead end is also Rishus Aram Daraisa. He doesn't think Mefulosh means as the cut through this. He thinks that Mefulosh means that every step of the way has the status of Rishus Aram Daraisa. So he says if you have a street that sometimes is wider than Tezainama, sometimes narrower than Tezainama, he says even the part that's wider than Tezainama will not be Rishus Aram Daraisa, because it's not Mefulosh. As you keep on going, part of the street will be less than Tezainama. That's quite an original idea. Or he says the Gemara has another klal. It's in the Mar Mekaymus. It's numbers 2 and 3. So the Gemara says in Shabbos on Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph that in order to be a Rishus Rabban Daraisa, it cannot be Mekura. If there's a ceiling on top of the street, so that part of the street is not a Rishus Rabban Daraisa. So Rav Moshe had a chiddush. What if part of the street is Mekura? Then the Sfasemis points out on that Gemara. See, sometimes you have, let's say, in front of a shop, you have an awning. So in the daytime, when he has customers, so he stretches out the awning that they should have shade. Nighttime, when he closes up at 6:30, he goes home. So he closes the awning. So would you say that during the daytime, when the awning is there, it's not a Rishus Rabban Daraisa? Or do you say no? Only if it's Mekura, if it has a tikra all the time. Well, let's say here on St. Nicholas, so between, I think, Thanksgiving and January 1st, they have things going from one side of the street to the other. Part of the street is Mekura. But then the rest of the year, it's not Mekura. So if you have a Tikra that's there temporarily, would you say that under the Tikra, it's not a Rishus Aram Daraisa? Or do you say no? Only if it's Mekura permanently. So the Sfasemis on that Gemara points out from the simple reading of the Gemara, it implies even if the tikra is only there temporarily, it wouldn't have the din of Rishus Aram Daraisa. So Rav Moshe has a funny idea. He comes up with this new idea of Mefulosh. He says Mefulosh means every inch of the way should be din of Rishus Aram Daraisa. So he says if part of the street is Mekura, even the part that's not Mekura is not din of Rishus Aram. Whoa. No one ever heard of that. That's Gansen against. So he says he can't deal with the din of Mefulosh because he doesn't agree with all the Rishonim, he has his own pshat and Mefulosh. Okay. But again, the Gemara says, in order to be a Rishus Aram Daraisa, has to be Tezainama wide, royal Shishim Ribo. Do you actually need the Shishim Ribo? That was the big machlokes of Rishonim. And if you hold, you do need the Shishim Ribo. What does that mean? So that's a further discussion. It means you need Shishim Ribo people roaming on this street every single day? Or you need Shishim Ribo people living in the neighborhood? Maybe it's enough. That's what Rav Moshe writes, an original chiddush. He writes it as if it's an original chiddush. And it really says it in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Shaar HaTzion. He must have forgotten that he saw it in the Shaar HaTzion. That if you have Shishan Riba, people living in the city, even though they're not roaming around in the street, that would also be Rosh Hashanah. I said, so that's a question. And some say the Shishan Riba have to be Jewish people, Jewish men between the age of 20 and 60, the way it says in Chumash. That's a little humorous. Anyway, so the Gemara has a few conditions to be considered Rosh Hashanah. One is Tezayin Amah, Roy L'Shishan Riba, then whether you actually need Shishan Riba. Then the Gemara says, if it's Shel Yochid, if, let's say, a private person is a multi-billionaire, and he buys a whole area, and he builds a whole city, and the whole city belongs to him, and the city has big streets. So the Gemara says, Beferish, if it's owned by a private person, Shel Yochid, that's not a Rishus Aram Derais. Ownership does play a role. That's not the definition of Rishus Yochid, Rishus Arabim, but ownership does play a, let's say, city hall. It's not a Rishus Aram because it belongs to the municipality. It's a Rishus Yochid because it has walls around it. But to declare a street as a Rishus Aram has to belong to the municipality. Has to belong to the community. The whole street, all the streets are, let's say, Rockefeller Plaza is privately owned by the Rockefeller Foundation. So even though you have millions of people roaming around there, that would not qualify as a Rishus Aram Derais because it's not owned by the municipality. It's privately owned. So that everybody agrees. It has to be Shel Rabim as opposed to Shel Yochid. But does it mean Shel Rabim means Shishim Ribo? So that's the Machlaikas, the big Machlaikas of Rishayim. Then Mefulosh is also the question, what does it mean? So Moshe came up with his definition, and all the others assume Mefulosh means if you have a dead end, it doesn't go through the whole city. So that's not called, that can't be called a Rishus HaRabim Derais. Shaila was that in Europe, everybody used to be makel to make a Reuven all over the place. So that's what the Taz says. They all relied on the lack of the Shishim Riba in the small villages. And that's what the Mishkan Es Yankim says. How can they rely on that? It's so questionable. Not everybody agrees. So the Aruch HaShulchan came up with a new fangled kula. He has a passage in the Talmud Yerushalmi. We haven't been learning Yerushalmis for many generations, so we don't have a tradition what the Pasha Pshat is in the Yerushalmi. So he has a passage in Rishalma which he interprets to mean that in order to be considered a Rishus Haram Deraisa has to be the Rishus Haram with the Hey Hayadia. That's the main street in the city. Like where I go in the summertime in Tannersville, so Kuli Alma Lo Pligi, that main street is the main street. That's the name. There's one street that cuts through the whole city. Mamash Mefulosh, if you're driving your car, you can see straight ahead. You see right through the whole city. The whole city is two by nothing, but the main street goes all the way through. Go straight. But once you get to New York, so that's you'll discuss which is the main street in New York City. So there'll be a whole contest. Broadway's a big street, and Fifth Avenue, and a lot of streets. So the Aruch HaShulchan came up with this interpretation of the Talmud Yerushalmi, a line of Talmud Yerushalmi. Whenever you can't really ascertain that this is the main street in the city, so they kill each other, they knock each other up, so you're left with nothing as a Rishus Haram Derais. I would have said the Rav Rishus Haram Derais. So he says nothing is Rishus Haram Derais. So there's a set of Tshuvas Svarim Divrei Malkiel. The author was the Rav in Lomja. So he has several volumes, and in an earlier volume he writes, he thinks the Aruch HaShulchan is a joke. It doesn't make any sense. Then in a later volume, I think Chelek Ches, they already grew on him, and he thinks that maybe it is right. He thinks that maybe there is. Maybe it is the correct Pshat in the Rishon. That if you have two streets to compete with each other, and you can't really establish that this street is the main street, is the Rishus Haram, and the Hey Hayidiyah, so neither of them will be considered a Rishus Haram. So some say that they relied on that to take off the status of Rishus Haram their eyes. The Ramban is the one who disagrees, the Ramban and many other Rishonim disagree with the whole sheet of the Rashi in the Balei HaTosfos that you actually need Shishim Ribo. He thinks you need Tezayin Amah, royally Shishim Ribo. But you don't actually need the Shishim Ribo. And he writes on Daf Nun Tes in the Chidushim that he thinks that even according to the Balei HaTosfos, that you actually need Shishim Ribo, people roaming in the streets, that's only if it's a street inside the city. But what if it's a highway that goes from one city to the other? He thinks the Balei HaTosfos would agree that you don't need Shishim Ribo over there. It's an interesting idea. What he seems to be driving at is the following, I think. That the definition of Rishus HaRabim really is a highway. So what's the status of a street inside the city? So sometimes the street is a highway. Sometimes the street is a highway. I remember when I was a little boy, I lived in Philadelphia for a few years. So right in front of our home, we lived on 5th, street. So all the trucks, all the traffic used to come from Camden, New Jersey, used to go in front of our home, and used to go whatever to some other location. Mamish like a highway. The street was mamish like a highway. So the Ramban seems to be learning, you know, within Tosfos, he doesn't agree with Tosfos, but he says, if you have something, drachma hochemi early year, that is by definition, that's a highway, you don't need Shishim Riba. But if it's a street in the city, if you have Shishim Riba, then Tosfos says, then the street is considered a highway. If he doesn't have Shishim Riba, then not. That's the question. Let's say you have the Harlem River Drive and the Henry Hudson Parkway over here. Those are mamish highways. Those are, you can't say that that's a street in the city. So when you make an Erev, can you, if you should assume that that's a Rishus Aram Deraisa, so would an Erev help to carry over there? Very questionable. Not only Drach Mahochem Yeliyah, that's a question. So the Shabbos, do we pass like this Ramban? So in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, he quotes that many Amekel, that even a highway also has to have Shishim Riba. And they say that Rabbi Moshe Feinstein used to look out his window. He used to look over the Harlem River Drive, I think, no? Over the Harlem River Drive and count how many cars went by in 15 minutes and multiply to try to calculate how many people approximately in each car, where they have Shishim Riba, people going on the Harlem River Drive. He thought that you need, not like the Ramban, he thought we don't pass like the Ramban. He thought that just like you need Shishim Riba for the streets in the city, you need Shishim Riba for Drach Mahochem Yeliyah as well. There is a very good sefer you should become familiar with. That's called Orchas Chaim. There was an Orchas Chaim from the days of the Rishonim. That's always quoted in Shulchan Aruch. But there's a sefer Orchas Chaim that was printed in the early 1800s, the early 1900s, 100 years ago. And he quotes a lot from Rab Chaim Soloveitchik and from Or Sameach. He was a contemporary of theirs. And it has Hagos from the Marsham, Isophis from the Marsham. And it has practically sif by sif on Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, he has a likut of all of the achrayim, what everybody has to say. You see, we have on Yeridaya and Evan Ez and Chashmish, but you have the Pischei Tshuva. Pischei Tshuva has a likut of all of the achrayim through the Chasam Sofer. He doesn't have the Ksav Sofer, the later achrayim doesn't have, but he has through the Chasam Sofer. And HaRachayim, printed on the page they don't have, there is a Sefer Pischei Tshuva, a small little Sefer. But on the page, you just have the Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva was written by Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius and his brother. Written by the two brothers. That's what this Dechemed writes. He couldn't figure out, couldn't make out heads or tails what's going on. Shari Ephraim sometimes writes, as I wrote in my Sefer, Shabbos Tshuva's Beis Ephraim. And sometimes he writes, as my brother wrote in his Sefer. Who wrote it? So was it written by two brothers? Because his Shulchan Aruch was missing the first page. Where it says who wrote all the Svarim. And then he got another Shulchan Aruch, and lo and behold, that's what it says. Written by two brothers, written by Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolius and his brother. So Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolius lived in the early 1800s, so he can't quote the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer was after him. So the Shari Tshuva on Or HaChaim, sometimes he has Gematrios and Rashi Tevis and Pilpulim. He does not, it's not as good as the Pischei Tshuva and Eved Ezer and Yerevedeya and Chosh Mishpah, but he has solid. Pischei Tshuva will take a five-page tshuva of the Nevi Yehuda or the Chasam Sofer and give you the main two lines that you have to know. It's fantastic. So this sefer, Orchas Chaim, it was put out by the rabbi in Sepinka. So it's known as Orchas Chaim Sepinka. It was printed in Sepinka. It's not the Sepinka edition of the Orchas Chaim from the Rishonim. Some people misunderstood what it is. So the Stechemer always quotes it. He always quotes the Orchas Chaim Sepinka. It was printed in Sepinka. So the Orchas Chaim quotes some Achrayim who say the following, the Magen Avraham writes an innocent line that Drachem Aholchem Yerli Yer Dinon Kivshu Sarabim Deraisa. And Mishnah Berurah quotes that innocent line from the Magen Avraham. What is he driving at? So the Orchas Chaim quotes Achrayim who say that the Magen Avraham is passing like the Ramban, that Drachem Aholchem Yerli Yer have a status of Kivshu Sarabim Deraisa even if you don't have the Shishim Ribo. Yeah, so that's important to keep in mind, whether that's so or not. That's the question, is that so or not? Whether highways don't require Shishim Riba or not. The Gemara in Davov in Erevin has a din de rabbanan that if I live in a rishus hayochid, and right outside of the rishus hayochid is mamash rishus harabim. So I'm allowed to carry in my rishus hayochid. So they made a chumer med the rabbanan. You have to have a delis to separate. Min haTorah have a rishus hayochid. They're mechitzas. But it's exerim of the rabban. You have to have a delis. You have to have a door that you shouldn't forget. You shouldn't forget and carry from inside of the rishus hayochid into the rishus harab. If it borders on a karmelus, that's only the rabbanon. So you don't make exer. But if it borders on a real rishus harab, the raisa, then you have to have a real delis, and it's a machlik as bisham and bisilul. How far do you go with this exer of the rabbanon? So bisham is say you have to keep on closing the door when you go out. You have to open the door. Make sure you close the door. Bisilul say you don't have to keep on closing the door. You can leave the door open the whole time, as long as you have a door. Then the Gemara says, but it has to be a delis harui alino. Let's say it's a delis that's attached to the hinges, and then it's bolted in to the back of the building. So you can't even close it if you want to. So the Gemara says, if the delis ain't harui alino, it does not. But if the delis is a delis harui alino, so that satisfies the din derabba. So the Meiri writes on that Gemara, he understands that's all. Delis harui alino solves a problem. The Rabbanon, they made a chumrah with the Rabbanon that is exactly you shouldn't carry in a Rishus HaYochid that borders on a Rishus HaRam, because he may carry out into the Rishus HaRam. Yeah, but Delos HaRui Alino, even though you're not Noilet, that solves the problem. He says he's Tomeya. He's surprised that the Rambam took the Gemara one step further. The Rambam writes that if you have a street that's Dina Kibshus HaRabim, Tezainama, in a Mekura, and so on, a street in the city, and then you put a delis harui alino that can stop the traffic. So a delis harui alino cancels the din of rishus harabim derais, because the definition of rishus harabim derais is you have bikur harabim. The rabbim have the ability to go all the time, but if you have a delis harui alino, so the government may decide to close the gate at any time and block the flow of traffic. So that cancels the din derais. So the Miri says he's surprised. Where did the Rama get that from? It doesn't really say it in the Gemara. The Gemara says delis harui alino only solves a problem the rabbanon, but on the level of derais, it doesn't necessarily play a role at all. So lo dai that the Rama went one step past what the Gemara said. The Miri usually is like an eved nirtza. He always follows the Rambam. Everything, even difficult Ramas, the Rambam is always right. He always follows the Rambam. So over here, the Miri says he finds the Rambam very difficult, very surprising. Lo dai that the Rambam went one step further, the Chasam Sofer went a step past the Rambam. So the Chasam Sofer says that the reason why the Rambam said that a delis harui alino cancels the status of Rishus HaRam Deraisa, because a delis harui alino is dina kemechitza. We know there's a din, a mechitza means a mechitza ten tefachim tall. Then we have a din, a chiddush de gedin, that it's a resa pesach is dina kemechitza. Kanamikan, kanagabem is dina kemechitza. So we mentioned the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha quoted the Prima Gadim, who has mistopic to say that maybe it's a resa pesach, dina kemechitza is only an invention of the Rabbanan. Maybe it only solves the problem of Haitzoh when the Holy Sir Haitzoh is only the Rabbanan. Maybe on the level of the Raisa, Tzuras HaPesach is not Dina Kemechitz. And the Chazanish said that the Prima Gadim is wrong. The Prima Gadim made a mistake. It's not correct. And the Galatian all follow the Prima Gadim. So here the Chasam Sofer says, just like you have a din, that Tzuras HaPesach is Dina Kemechitz, he assumes on a level of the Raisa. So if you have a Delis HaRuya Linol, even if the door is open, there's also Dina Kemechitz. Let's say you have a parking lot over here. So sometimes they close the gates, sometimes they open the gates. When the gates are open, there's no Tzuras HaPesach. There's Kanamikam, but there's no Kanal Gabeim. So how wide did the gates have to be open? Let's say if the gates are open, does that ruin the status inside of Rishus HaYochid? Say you have like this. You have a parking lot like this, and you have, when the gates are open, you have 20 amos where it's open. So the din is, normally the din is if you have oimed meruba ala paritz. Let's say this is 40 amos where the wall is standing, 40 amos, 40 is 80,
and then you're missing 20 amos in the middle. So you really should have said, since on this side, on this bar, you judge each bar of the rectangular shape on its own merit, since on this bar you have 80 amos of oimed and 20 amos is parutz, so you should have said, oimed v'ruba l'aparutz is dina kisasim, ruba kukuloi. So the Mishnah says in Kilayim, and the Mishnah says in Erevin, the same din, if you have a pirta yes and a yeser, so that kills the whole mechitza. It's not considered a mechitza. If it would have been exactly 10 amos or less, then I would say, oimed murba laparitz is dina kisosim. But once it's yes and a yeser, so then it kills the whole thing. So the Pashta says, if you have a parking lot, min ha-Torah, if you have three mechitzas, you're allowed to carry. But with the Rabbanim, you need a tikkun on the Ruach Revius. So let's say on the Ruach Revius, if you have a pirtza yes and a yes, so when they open up the gates to the parking lot, so there's no tikkun on the Ruach Revius, so you're not allowed to carry. So the Chasam Sofi came up with this chiddush. He says, no. Since the gates are there, just that they rolled them, either they're on a hinge and they turned it in, or they rolled the gates in. So since there is a Delos are real in over there, even though if they'll close the Delos, it will certainly be a Mechitza. So since there is a Delos are real in over, so that's Dina Ke Mechitza. So when it's open, it's considered Kisosim Dabi. That's a big Chiddush. So all of the Chasam Sofer was in Hungary, so all of the Hungarian Poskim, and all the Galiziana Poskim, they accepted this Chasam Sofer. That's it. That's Halacha. And some of the Lithuanian Poskim were very surprised. There is no such source. So the Chazon Ish has a whole simon in the Sefer on Erevin, where he has things that are very difficult in the Chasam Sofer and Hilchas Erevin. So this is one of the things that he picks on, and he shows that the Rabbeinu Yohannesin on the side of the Rif in every Masechta is different Mefarshim. So most of the time it's the Ran. Once in a while it's the Nemuki Yosef. Sometimes you have the Nemuki Yosef, a different region. And then on Erevin you have the Rabbeinu Yohannesin. So the Chazon Ish points out, Rabbeinu Yohannesin says beferish against this Chasam Sofer. And this Rabbeinu Yohannesin, it's not a Bekiyas that he discovered on his own. He says the Beis Yosef quotes this Rabbeinu Yohannesin beferish, that if you have a Tzuris HaPesach, it's Sosum. But if you have a Delos Aruya Lino, and there's no bar on top, and the Delos is Psucha, he says there is no such halacha, the Delos Aruya Lino. So that's a big machlokes. The Hungarians and the Galiziana will go for the Chasam Sofer. They'll follow it. And the Lithuanian Poskim are not happy with that. Especially after the Chazon Ish pointed out that it's against the Rabbeinu Yohannesin. So that sometimes comes up, halacha l'maaseh, when you're making an erev around the city. So you have sometimes a junkyard or a parking lot or something. And you want to use the front of the fence. The fence is open half the time in the middle of Shabbos, in the middle of Yom Kippur. And you're not allowed to carry Shabbos in Yom Kippur. So the question is, but you have a Delos Aruya Lino. So is that Dina Kemechitza? So according to the Chasam Sofer and all of his followers, your era is already good the way it is. And according to the Chazon Ish, and many of the other before the Chazon Ish, many of the Litvish Poskim, they wouldn't accept that. So this is the basic issue in making an Erev. Again, whenever you make an Erev, it can't obstruct the traffic. You're going to obstruct the traffic so the people won't let you. So there's always going to be Oser Rabim Mavat Benichitz. That's always going to pose a problem. So the way to solve the problem, the way to resolve the problem is, we follow the Maharam Rutenberg, quoted by the Mordechai Perek Ador, who took that thesis on Daf Chabeis, and he expanded it. So he says, whenever the whole issue of Hoitzo is only the Rabbanon, then you don't have to be concerned about Aser Rabim Batla Mechitzta. And we use all of these various svaras to declare that any given area is not a Rishus Aram Derais.
The case we just mentioned with the junkyard example, so in Eretz Yisrael often have a Yishuv with a wall enclosing the entire Yishuv, but there will be a door for cars to get through, let's say an ambulance or a distance from Yishuv. So is that the same scenario on Halakha Maisik case?
Yeah. If it has just a bar that goes across to prevent the cars, then it's not a mechitza. But if it has a door, and when they stretch out the door, it's mamash a mechitza. So even when the door is not stretched out, so the Chasam Sofer would say that is a mechitza, and the Chazon Ish doesn't accept it.
Right, so we have to build a Tzuras HaPesach on top of...
Yeah, not a problem. Make a Tzuras HaPesach, you solve the problem. Mm-hmm.
If the Delos is closed on Shabbos, not during the week, So if let's say you want the machmir for the chazan, you have to talk about that position.
Yeah. If it's closed, it's a mechitza.
Doesn't it close all the time, just on Shabbos?
Yeah. You only need a mechitza on Shabbos. All week long, there's no problem. Yeah. But you have a mechitza for Shabbos, is good. Fine. It's important to know what constitutes a Rishus HaYochid. So the Gemara Masechet Shabbos on Davav has Dalet Rishus, going Perek Beis in the Marmkaimus. The Gemara Masechet Shabbos has a Brisa Dalet Rishus L'Shabbos. There are four different Rishus. We said Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, and everything else Ben HaTor is a Makam Ptur. And then they declared some of the Makamis Ptur as a Karmelis, and you're not allowed to carry in the Karmelis. Fine. So the Gemara says there are several kinds of Rishus HaYochid. So one Rishus HaYochid is a house where you have Aver on the inside, Aver on the outside, and the Mechitza is standing in the middle. So that's a Mechitza. Then you have sometimes a Charitz. Let's say they dig a ditch in the Rishus HaRabim. So you have Aver inside the ditch. You have to have Dalar Adalat Tvachim. Less than Dalar Adalat Tvachim is not called a Mokam. To be a Rishus HaRabim, you have to have Tezayin Ames, so there should be Roilet L'Shishim Ribo. But to be a Rishus HaYachid, you don't need Roy L'Shishim Ribo, you just need a Shia Mokam, so the Shia Mokam is Dalar Adalat Tvachim. So if you have a ditch, a Charitz, in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, and the Charitz is 10 Tvachim down, so on all the four sides, it's all Otum, it's all earth over there. But in the inside, you have Avir. So if there's Aver on the inside, that's also called a Mechitza, and that's a Dinakim Shus HaYachid. Then you have a third kind of Shus HaYachid, a tail B'Shus HaRabim. Let's say here in the neighborhood they have a statue of George Washington on a horse. So the pedestal has a chunk of concrete that's more than 10 tefachim tall. So you have, see, this table is missing a mechitza on my side. Maybe on the other side it has a mechitza. Here's one mechitza, two mechitzas. Is it 10 tefachim tall? It's not. 10 tefachim is about over here, a little below my waist. So it's not 10 tefachim tall. Okay. But let's say you would have a concrete pedestal in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, which you have a lot of them in New York City, and the concrete over here is 10 tefachim tall, on all four sides 10 tefachim tall, then on top is Dalar Adalat Tefachim. So a tail Rishus HaRabim is Dino Ki Rishus HaYochid. So you have Aver on the outside, and the inside it's all Otum. So any one of these three constitutes a Mechitza, and it's considered a Rishus HaYochid Menatar. Question is, if you makif an area, you want to make an Erev in an area, so you want to use whatever is there. You don't want to work everything from scratch. So let's say here you have fences, and here you have an edge of a cliff, and here you have a charitz. So can you continue? Can you link up from one mechitza to the other mechitza to the other mechitza? Can you switch from one to the other? What do you say? No. A tail, all four are the same kind of mechitza. It's a tail. The Aver is on the outside and the inside is Otum. Acharitz, all four are Otum on the outside and Aver on the inside. So maybe you can't switch from one to the other. So the Chacham Tzvi was consulted on several of the major cities in Europe. And Reuven and Chacham Tzvi used to live in Vilna at the same time as the Shach. And they all had to run for their lives when the Chmelnytsky riots. So he ran all the way to, the Shach ran to a different little village in Poland. And Chacham Tzvi ran to England. So he was consulted on the Erev in London, on the Erev in Amsterdam, different Erev. So they all quote that Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva, that you can switch from one kind of a mechitza to the other, everything is acceptable. The proofs that he gives are not so conclusive, but his opinion was accepted anyway. All the proofs that he quotes are from Mishnayos and Erevin, where you have three mechitzas that are all the same, three walls. And then on the Ruach Revius, you have a sudden drop. The ground level is over here, then it goes down, sudden drop. Or you have a Charitz or something. So all the rites that he brings are all from the Tikkun on the Ruach Revius. The Tikkun on the Ruach Revius is only needed midrabbanan. So maybe you can switch from one brand of a mechitza to the other only for the fourth mechitza. Maybe for the first three you can't. But that's his psak has been accepted. That's why they quote Allah and Shulchan Aruch, that you can go from one to the other. The Pashto says that the mechitza has to be makif for makom, and the mechitza has to be contiguous to that makom. has to be touching that makom. Let's say you have, there's a shayla, let's say you have, there's a modern shayla, years ago they never had this. And so none of the tshuvas svarim wrote anything about this. But if you have different layers, you have a highway on top of a highway on top of the ground level. So you have a mechitza on the ground level below. You have a mechitza on the ground, you have a tzuras ha-pesach on the ground level below. Does that help for the upper level? Does that help for the upper level? So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about that. So he quotes a Gemara with a Rashi in Erevin. Let's say it's in New York. You have the train system with the tunnels below the ground. So the tunnels have a din like a Rishus HaYachid. They have walls all over. Dalet Nechitzes. Dinik Rishus HaYachid. Nobody lives there. That's the question. There's a din of Karpif. There's a din with the Rabbanon of Karpif. That if you have a mokum that's mukaf mechitzis on all four sides, and it's yos in the beis ha'asayim, and it's lehukaf ledira, nobody lives there at all. So then the din is that it's dinik karmelis min the rabbanim, and atar it's dinik kibushus hayochid, and rabbanim is dinik karmelis. So that's a shaila on all the kibbutzim you have. You have where they plant things, so nobody there makman, no one should walk over there, and there's no deer over there. So they can't, let's say, on any, let's say, in Kibbutz Yavna, which is right near Kiryat Yavna. So they can't make one big area for the whole area because they have things growing on the makpid that people shouldn't walk when the stuff is growing. So they made many small eruvin. Every eruv is less than beis hasayim. If they would have made one big eruv, would have had the chisaron of karpet because it's lahuka fladira. Yosin the beis hasayim lahuka fladira, so it's no good. So they made many small eruvin. And each Erev is less than Beis HaSayim. So you light a carry from one Rishus HaYachid to the other. They're all contiguous to each other, and there's no problem. So that's a question whether the Mishnah Berurah and the Be'er Halacha raises a question whether the train system has the din of a Karpif, does it have the din of a Rishus HaYachid? Maybe a Karpif is only like a farm, which is Yos in the Beis HaSayim Shaluhuk of Deir, where there's no roof. What if you have, he writes a Sufi, what if you have a magazan? Magazan is a storage room. There's no deer over there. But it's a regular building and it has a roof. Not only has fences around, it has a roof on top. That's also Dina Kikarmelis. So he's mistopic to say, maybe it's not Dina Kikarmelis. So I'll call upon him, let's say you have, let's say the train system below the ground level in New York City, let's say for argument's sake, the tunnels of the trains are Dina Kikarmelis. That's a question in the Mishnah Berurah, maybe it's Dina Kikarpif. Let's say it's Dinik Rishus HaYachid. Would you say Rishus HaYachid is Oila Ad L'Rakia? So if I know that the trains go exactly over here, so I'm allowed to carry above the ground level over here. Even above the ground level, they're not Mechitzas at all. But you say Mechitzas are Oila Ad L'Rakia. So Rashi interprets in the Gemara, in Erevin, in one place, that Mechitzas below the ground level don't help for above the ground level. Above the ground level is not this. So Moshe Feinstein writes, that's only because the mechitzas are below the ground level, it doesn't help for above. But if the mechitzas are above the ground level, and then you have a second ground level and a third ground level, you have a highway on top, then you have a highway on top of the highway, highways going on top of highways. So he thinks once the mechitzas is above the ground level, it works even for the upper level. So in the long tshuva where he writes about Manhattan, so he thinks that the mechitzas around, he comes out l'chomer for different reasons, but he says mechitzas around the edge of Manhattan would be good for the bridges that go above and for the upper levels. Chazon Ish writes that it's against the Gemara with Tosfos, against Beferish Tosfos. I don't know, Rav Moshe was a fantastic Boki, he must have known it, but the Chazon Ish disagrees with Rav Moshe. He said just like the Mechitza below one ground level, below the ground level doesn't help for above, the Mechitza on one ground level doesn't help for an upper ground level. The Mechitza has to relate to this Shetach, has to relate to this ground level. Chitza, one ground level isn't going to help for another ground level. Okay, maybe we'll stop here and believe Neda next week. We'll continue. Where do we get more copies of the Marmot?
I'm going to use your binders in front of my office.